Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through a series on the emotional life of Christians. It's from my book, Biblical EQ, Principles for Becoming an Emotionally Intelligent Christian. EQ is like IQ, except it's emotional intelligence, and we need that in order to be successful in life and ministry. And today we'll be looking at pages 50, 51, and 52 in the book, and we'll be looking about the emotions of people during revivals and the role of temperament, our emotional temperament, in our Christian life, and how God shapes people of all ages and stages in life so that they perfectly reflect the image of God. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the joy that you place in our hearts, the enthusiasm, the glory, and the peace. We ask now that you will renew our hearts and minds, open our spiritual eyes and ears, and help us to behold wonderful things out of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, over the last few weeks, we've looked at how God goes into us and changes us if we're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. We're new creations, we're new creatures. Behold, all things have passed away, and all things have become new. And we're being renewed into the image of Jesus Christ, and we're growing up all the time into him who is the head. And God's love is placed in our hearts so we feel differently, think differently, and know the world from a different angle. And we saw last week about the heroes of faith and how they saw the world from a completely different angle to most people. And God's there. He wants to renew your mind. He wants to renew your heart. And he wants to give you a different way of looking at the world. But he's not going to turn you into some kind of tremendously weird person. He's going to turn you into a godly person. A person full of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control, enthusiasm, godly energy, and the ability to believe his word and to act on his word and to live out the word of God in your life, your family, your work, your circumstances, and in your ministry. And that means your emotions must change. Your emotions must not be the carnal emotions of this world, the emotions of jealousy, anger, wrath, dissension, and strife. They're the works of the flesh. We're not going anywhere near the works of the flesh, are we? We're going into the fruit of the Spirit. Through the powerful work of the cross of Jesus Christ, we are crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to us. And all those worldly emotions, they're going to go away, drop away, and never come back, because God's going to change you. Well, some of us have come from different walks of life. We have different temperaments. Some are introverts, some are extroverts. Some are highly emotional, some are not so highly emotional. We have different ways of seeing the world. And I come from a family that was fairly formal and which was very unemotional family. It was like the families in the movies, with the father at one end of the table, the mother at the other, and all the fish forks in between. And we were not given to being emotional. We were a very logical family. And we were perhaps at one extreme of the emotional spectrum, whereas probably King David was at the other end of the emotional spectrum, with writing the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that he wrote, and being very musical and being a very extroverted person. And God uses everyone. God uses all kinds of people. And your basic temperament generally remains the same. To this day, I'm a very logical person, and I'm a Bible teacher. I am not an emotional evangelist. I'm not a crusade person. You're probably not going to ask for me to turn up at your crusade and preach and work everyone up, because I'm probably not that kind of person. But you might ask me to go and teach in your Bible college, and I'd love to do that. If you have a Bible college where you want me to come along and lecture about Christian emotions and godly things about our emotional intelligence and our leadership skills, yes, I can teach leadership. And I was even a consultant, a leadership consultant, during the 90s. So I do the logical side of the Christian life, and other people, they're worship leaders, and they can do the emotional side of the Christian life, and that's great. And we need those extroverted worship leaders. We need all kinds of people. My friend Bob, who worked with me in the ministry, he's an electrical engineer. He gets all the technical side of the radio programs and computers and websites going. And we have a website at eternityradio.org. And where he keeps all these things going. And he is a quiet person. He's a quiet, engineering, detail-oriented person. And God uses his careful, detailed temperament to keep all this technology running while I'm off reading the Bible and studying Greek and Hebrew and all of that. So we have all the different kinds of people. We are practical people, people that make great contractors and builders. And we need houses to live in and we need our cars to run. And I need someone to go and service my little RAV4 occasionally when I take it down to Mr. Toyota. And so we need all kinds of different people in the world. And no one temperament, no one personality is the success type. There's no one kind of personality that God approves. And we sometimes think of the story of Mary and Martha. And Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet and Martha's running around distracted with many things. But also says later on that in John chapter 11 that Jesus loved Martha. He didn't despise Martha. He didn't hate Martha. He loved Martha. And Jesus loves everyone, even the busy people and the quiet people, the loud people and the introverts and everyone else. Jesus loves you just as you are. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you are chosen to be in heaven with God for all eternity. He's loved you. He's chosen you. He's invited you to his wedding banquet in heaven. And he loves you just as you are. But there are lumps and bumps in all of our temperaments, and they have to be got rid of. We have to have a transformed temperament. If you're the strong, dynamic, bossy type who's very good at running a business, maybe you need to learn gentleness and meekness. If you're a person who's very quiet and timid, perhaps you need to learn the boldness and courage of the Lord so you're not crippled by life. You need God to give you faith and strength. If someone else is a very logical person, maybe we need to learn a little bit of compassion and to move a bit more from our hearts and not just from our minds. We all have adjustments that God needs to make to our emotional temperaments. Some people are very happy and they zoom from one thing to the next. Maybe God wants to help that person to become stable, wise, and be able to keep their promises and be on time for their appointments and so on and so forth. God's tapping you on the shoulder probably right now saying, I'd like this change. But fundamentally, he loves you. He's wanting to change this bit and this bit, but the rest of you is perfectly okay in the sights of the Lord. Just as we have children, and those children have different temperaments. We might have a child that's autistic, and then a child that wants to be an engineer, another child who wants to be a chef. Whatever they are, they've all got their temperaments and their ways of looking at the world. One of the children loves animals, the other can't stand them. Who cares? That's up to them. And so we find that God moves in our hearts and minds, giving us different ways of looking at the world. And your temperament, your personality is from God. But it needs to be adjusted. You need to say to God, God, I know you love me just as I am. I know you're taking me to heaven just as I am. But if there's anything that needs to change, help me to change. And God can change you. And you just pray a prayer like this. Just say you need patience. Say, oh, Father in heaven, I believe I am receiving patience from heaven right now, and I'm able to put up with so-and-so. Just think of that. I believe that I'm receiving patience from heaven right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Because heaven's full of things that God wants you to have. God wants you to have patience and kindness and goodness, and you can pray for them, and you can receive them just as you can receive wisdom. By asking God for wisdom, you can also receive patience and kindness and goodness. And you can say, Father in heaven, help me to be patient with my children. Or help me to be kind to those people around me. Or help me to be long-suffering and were able to put up with the things that are going on in my job. You can ask God to give you these things. You don't have to earn them. They're free gifts from God. You can ask for God to give you a new emotional perspective on life and to help you with those things. You can't fix yourself. God will fix you. But you pray and you say, I believe I am receiving, and then the thing that you need. And it might be something that your husband or wife has been saying to you all the time. They might say to you, I wish you were more reliable. So you go to God and say, I realize that I'm not reliable. I realize that I'm always doing this or that. And you go to God and you bring that unreliability issue without any condemnation to God. Say, Lord, I realize I need more faithfulness. I need more reliability. So, Lord Jesus Christ, please give me faithfulness, reliability, and a steady heart and mind right now. And you put your hands out like you're receiving something and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that I am receiving faithfulness, reliability, wisdom from God, and I'm able to be a stable person instead of an unstable person. And do that for 2 or 3 weeks. Every day, just take a minute and pray, I believe I'm receiving stability, faithfulness, wisdom, and reliability from God. And you will change in that area where you've been annoying people. I had to change when I got married. I was very much the untidy bachelor with pizza boxes and computer parts everywhere. And I married my wife, who's an extremely detailed person. And so she tried to alter my behavior, and it didn't work. And so when I was asleep at night, she then decided to pray over me. And she would put her hands over me and pray that I would become tidy. And God's Spirit worked in my spirit, and I suddenly became tidy, believe it or not. And a lot of you are thinking, oh, I need to do that to my husband or my wife. Well, also, you can just, perhaps you can listen to your husband and your wife, realize you need to change, and come to God and ask God to do the changing for you. Because your emotions are God's concern. Your character, your temperament are God's concern. Perhaps it needs to change in some way. And you just make yourself open to God's word. Say, okay, this is my basic temperament. This is who I am. In my case, I am basically a logical person. I have had to adjust to be much more patient with people who are perhaps not on time. I'm always very scheduled, very, very much so. And when I'm waiting for someone and tapping my feet, I can become very irritated. So I had to ask, Lord, I don't like being irritable. Being irritable is not a good part of my personality. Please make me patient with people when they're late. And I only did that like a couple of years ago. I'm a late learner. I went to God and said, Lord, I realize this irritability is taking over my life sometimes. Lord, help me. Give me patience with people running late. And God gave me patience with people running late. And I'm much more able to put up with those circumstances and not turn into a grump when someone is running late, especially when they're very late, like 20 minutes or something. So you go to God and say, Lord, where do I need to adjust? Your basic temperament's okay to God. I don't want you to feel condemned. Do not feel condemned. God loves you. You're a son or daughter of the Most High God. And God has made you to be who you are. But there are things about yourself that you need to line up with the Word of God. And you can't do it by your own effort. Go before the Lord. Say, God Almighty, I need help. I need to adjust my basic temperament. I know I'm okay with you, but help me in this little thing or this aspect where I need to get more maturity in my life. Well, this is John Edmiston. I'm talking about my book, Biblical EQ. EQ stands for emotional intelligence. And so the book, Biblical EQ, at biblicaleq.com, and you can get it on Amazon. And this is yet another episode of Uplifting Moments. And God bless you all. And have a happy new year. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.